James Morgan's growing Haggo dealership in our homegrown businesses, Big and Small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The Phoenix FM main news bulletin.
The Phoenix FM main news bulletin.
Good evening. The headlines. 2024 CDF audit report reveals weaknesses in fund management. NCZ and Tobacco Board partner to boost fertilizer supply for tobacco farmers. And in global news, Russian general killed by car bomb in Moscow, officials say. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, audit report has revealed significant weaknesses in the management and utilization of the fund. The report identifies concerns that are undermining the fund's objective of delivering meaningful social and economic benefits to communities across Zambia. And Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa says notable concerns in the report reveal a general non-enforcement of CDF guidelines, resulting in systemic challenges such as weak budget utilization and fund management. Dr. Mwambwa says this has led to delayed project implementation and accumulation of unspent funds at the end of the financial year, denying communities timely access to essential services. The audit also found misapplication of youth and women empowerment grants, with some beneficiaries diverting funds to unauthorized activities. The audit further revealed that ineffective management of soft loans, characterized by poor loan recovery processes and weak enforcement of penalty provisions, has resulted in significant outstanding balances, limiting the fund's ability to support additional beneficiaries. Other concerns include weak bursary management, with cases to learning institutions after payments were made, and funding of non-skills courses contrary to CDF guidelines. Further, poor procurement and contract management were also highlighted, with inadequate due diligence, abandoned projects, delayed deliveries, and supply of defective goods. Dr. Mwambwa has since recommended strengthening controls across the CDF framework, including enforcing measures against contractors who abandon projects, improving budget monitoring, and enhancing oversight of empowerment grants and loan recovery. This is contained in a statement issued by Office of the Auditor General, Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale. Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia, NCZ, and Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, have today signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at improving fertilizer supply for tobacco farmers for the next 5 years. Speaking at the signing ceremony at NCZ in Kafue this afternoon, NCZ Chief Executive Officer Chanda Monga says the MOU is intended to enhance the production and availability of fertilizer specifically tailored to the needs of tobacco farmers. Mr. Banda explains that the partnership would support increased agricultural productivity in the tobacco sector. He says NCZ is committed to supporting farmers by ensuring timely and affordable access to quality fertilizer, adding that the collaboration with Tobacco Board of Zambia would help address challenges relating to input supply faced by tobacco growers.
Tobacco remains a vital strategic crop for Zambia, contributing significantly to livelihoods, exports, and economic growth. It is therefore imperative that its production is underpinned by locally produced, easily available, cost-effective fertilizers which are specific to the needs of the tobacco farmer in Zambia. We believe that through concerted efforts, we can empower small-scale farmers, large-scale farmers, by availing them with a crop-specific tobacco blend that they need.
At the same event, TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale said the partnership is a major step towards improving the competitiveness of tobacco growers by reducing input costs and enhancing crop quality. Mr. Mwale has highlighted the importance of tobacco to Zambia's economy, noting that agriculture contributes about 3% to the country's gross domestic product, with tobacco accounting for nearly 2%.
This partnership, CEO, is a testament to the potential of the public-private collaboration in driving Zambia's economic diversification and development agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, this MOU underscored our shared commitment to fostering mutually beneficial relationships and driving inclusive growth. We are not just signing an agreement or just a mere piece of paper. We are investing in the future of Zambian tobacco and the prosperity of our communities.
Over 96% of registered farmers in Central Province have redeemed their inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, for the current planting season. According to Provincial Public Relations Officer Tobias Piri, 156,601 out of 162,711 registered farmers have redeemed their inputs, with districts like Chitambo, Serenje and Mukushi showing high redemption rates. Mr. Piri has disclosed that Chitambo district is leading with 100% deposits and redemptions, followed by Ngawe, Shibuyunji and Chisamba. He has urged farmers who have not yet redeemed their inputs to do so promptly to take advantage of the ongoing rains, and has warned against selling redeemed inputs, which he says is a prosecutable offense.
I wish to confirm and update the nation that 95.63% of farmers on the Farmer Input Support Program in Central Province have redeemed their inputs for the current planting window, accounting for 155,601 farmers. Meanwhile, 99.1% of the 162,711 farmers registered on the program across the province made their deposits, translating to a total of 161,265 deposits. Chitambo District has an impressive 100% deposits and 100% record redemptions, followed by Serenje and Mkoshi, who each have 100% deposits with 99.84% and 98.17% redemptions respectively.
The Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVETA, has signed employer-based training and human resource development contracts with 4 training institutions and 17 companies from different sectors. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka today, TEVETA Board Chairperson Ngoza Nkwabilo says 4.4 million kwacha has been invested in human resources development to address institutional gaps in skills development through the signed contracts, and more than 110 lecturers are set to benefit in capacity building. Ms. Nkwabilo has also revealed that 5.9 million kwacha has been set aside for the employer-based training stream, under which the 4 training providers have partnered with 17 employers to impart over 718 employees with various skills such as engineering, information and technology, transport, among others.
I'm pleased to announce that more than 4.4 million is being invested in human resources development through the contracts that are being signed today. 4.4 million. This investment directly aligns with the revised strategic plan for TEVETA, which seeks to address institutional gaps in skills development and enhance workforce employability in support of economic transformation. Through this intervention, as DG mentioned, over 110 lecturers from both public and private training institutions will benefit.
And TEVETA Director General Cleophas Takaizia say the contracts will allow workers and lecturers to offer services that are effective and competitive on the labor market. Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the TEVETA training institutions, Ethel Mbewe noted that the signed contracts will enable learning institutions to offer quality and needed skills on the labor market.
I'm honored to express our heartfelt gratitude to TEVETA for this great